With that, let's check and see if there's any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Jamie.
Our trip to Pennsylvania was uneventful, which is always good. Yeah. And considering everything, my in-laws are actually thriving in their new living quarters.
Good.
So we are grateful.
And the apples were ready to be picked?
The apples are ready, and Craig and I made our first batches of applesauce.
Oh, good. Oh, neat. Yeah. They were in central Pennsylvania and around the Hanover area, different things like that. And that particular part of Pennsylvania especially is known for its apples. And they are really good. Musselman's applesauce, if you ever ate Musselman's applesauce, Mott's and all those processors are up there. That's good to hear that they're adjusting to the assisted living facility. I'm glad you're safely home. Anybody else? Linda, you're not Linda, you're Sandra.
Last Saturday, I mailed a package to my niece over in Jordan.
And is that where she stays in Jordan? Oh, bless her heart. Pretty country.
Jordan, and she got her package on Friday. So she got it in record time, and she sent me two messages thanking me, and she's sharing with her squadron, and I talked to my brother, and he's thrilled that, somebody other than them are sending some stuff to her.
To her,
pieces of home, comfort, with her being over there. She's been there for 6 months. And my brother, who broke his four ribs, and tries to do too much, so prayers for him, David Fox, and Sammy Joe is my niece's name. But she's sharing candy. I sent candy.
Oh.
I sent candy and jerky and a bunch of other stuff.
Good. And thank you for walking for the breast cancer walk.
And
we appreciate you doing that.
I wasn't here last Saturday.
Saturday, you're supposed to come on Sunday, but Saturday's okay.
I wasn't here last Saturday, but I did walk in the breast cancer walk. And so I supported, I went down, my friend Tony Walker, she's a survivor, so I met her down there. She doesn't walk with me, but we meet, and she goes to survivor, and I go as her guest. And then she leaves, and I go walk.
Good for you. Lord, hear our prayer. We're not always this messed up, Sharon and Chaz. We're sometimes we're worse. So, Linda.
Continue to keep my brother,
yes,
his wife, and family in your prayers. They still haven't given him an infusion. And he's going back up this week, and I'm just praying they start some treatment on him.
Yeah, thank you. His name is David. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh,
yeah. His name is David too. Yes, ma'am.
One more thing. My old co-worker from Highway Safety. She's going through chemo treatment for leukemia. So I finally got a chance to talk to her. Been hitting this. She's been back and forth to Mayo. And she's in good spirits.
Good.
It's drained a lot of fluid from her lungs, which is causing her breathing problems. But they've drained that. And so she has good days and she has bad days. But she's planning on, she lives in Lloyd. Planning on selling her property and moving to the town, she said.
Be
close to the hospital.
Anybody else?
Well, please. As I mentioned, my husband, Don, he's suffering with kidney stones. Trying to figure out what to do with that, but this is not as hard to ground this issue. His blood pressure's way up, and probably a lot of it's contributing to the pain that he's in. But
keep
him in prayers, I appreciate it. And my father as well, he's not feeling well
either.
It's just a daily struggle with him, his health issues, and I appreciate
him. Thank you, Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Linda?
23 years ago, October the 4th, I've been cancer free.
Hallelujah.
And all of that happened, I said, okay, God, take me or use me. And He chose to keep me here and use me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to do everything I can do to help anyone.
And you're good at it.
I came home from Fort Walton the other day. I leave day, I cry halfway to Fort Walton. I leave Fort Walton, I cry coming home. And so coming home, I just said, okay, God, where do you want me next?
No.
And I haven't gotten an answer yet.
Well, sometimes he keeps those assignments close to the chest until we're ready for them.
And I just hope she can continue to drive and cry at the same
time. Yeah, that's so hard to do.
That is. Joanne.
Yeah, friends, since Mark showed her surgery, it's finally doing better. He can lift his arm up again. It's been months, still pain and pain every day, and finally. Here lately has been, hey, it's getting better, it's okay, great. Praise the Lord. The other thing is, on the flip side, something's going on with him and he's starting to fall again.
Yeah.
We came home Friday and he got up to the top step and lost his balance. The Ring doorbell caught it. He spun around, bam, fell into the wall and landed on his butt on the concrete in our porch. So his hips have been hurt ever since.
He was,
it has something to do with that ringing in his ears, and his hearing maybe thrown off his balance, or the blood's too thin.
The blood's, yeah.
So they took him off the aspirin because of the blood thinner. They're sending him for a hearing test, because, you know, the cardiologist is trying to send him to ENT to check his equilibrium and all that with his hearing to see if that's what's causing it.
Yeah.
So we have answers on one hand, and more prayer requests
on the other hand, yeah. Lord,
thankful for all of them.
Yeah, keep your hedge of protection around Mark, Lord. Anybody else? Judy?
I have a long prayer list. But thank God, mine are getting better. My 89-year-old cousin finally came home this week. She's not up and walking around. And my nephew, Austin, who's on the prayer list, they did all of his testing this week for his stem cell. He'll go back in a week to get stem cells.
Does he have leukemia too?
No, he has multiple myeloma.
Multiple myeloma. So many different kinds of cancers. Yeah. Anybody else?